are here at the Q's CEO Executive Team Network with Mr. Matt Abrahams. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you are co-founder and principal of Bold Echo. You want to give you guys a quick plug real quick?
Or? Sure, absolutely. So we are a communication consulting practice where we go around the country, around the world, actually helping people feel more comfortable and confident when they present. And,
okay.
And when I'm not doing that, I actually teach at Stanford's Graduate School of Business, where I teach communications.
Just a little school. Well, you know,
just a little school.
Out of the way.
Yeah, so really focusing on helping people do better, feel better when they present and communicate.
Excellent. Excellent. And so you have, as I assume it's a book out, Think Fast, Talk Smart?
Well, that's or, the name or that's the name.
Okay, gotcha.
I've written a book called Speaking Up Without Freaking Out.
Okay.
And then what I'm here today to do is to run people through a workshop I call Think Fast, Talk Smart.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, most of the communication we do is spontaneous in nature. It's not sitting down and planning slides and getting
very true.
Presenting. Mm-hmm. Most of what we end up doing is spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So really the workshop is designed to help people feel more comfortable presenting spontaneously and to give them some ideas about how to do it very in a way that's very compelling and engaging.
Are there any kind of couple of key takeaways that you, I don't want to steal your thunder,
but
are there
happy to share. So first and foremost, most people get nervous in high-stakes speaking situations if they're planned or if they are spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we have to do is learn to manage anxiety. And so we start there, and how is it that we can feel more comfortable, confident when we present?
Mm-hmm.
Once we get there, then what we need to do is really think about how we frame the speaking situation. Is it something that we see as a threat or a challenge, or is it an opportunity? So changing mindset after we manage anxiety, and then finally it's creating structure to our messages. I am sure in the job you do here like this, you have heard people who just ramble on and on and on.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not too often.
Not right now.
You're doing great.
So what we know really works is to have structure in what you say, and I'm happy to give you more examples of that, but that's really the process. It's manage anxiety, reframe how you see the situation so you can feel more comfortable and open, and then structure what you say.
It's no secret that public speaking is like, what, the number one fear of anybody?
Jerry Seinfeld's famous joke is at a funeral, people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. That's how nervous people are.
I like that. I hadn't heard that one. Very cool. And so true as well.
Yes.
So true. So what's the credit union connection? Can you connect the dots here to credit unions?
A personal connection to credit unions.
Let's hear it.
So right after graduate school, I was desperate for money, and the very first job I took was at a software company that created software for credit unions. So I spent the first 2 years of my life out of grad school at credit unions all over the country helping them implement new software. And I'm an old guy, so this is when we went from dumb terminals to PCs. And I have some really funny stories about some of these tellers and what they had to do. But I spent a lot of time with credit unions, in credit unions, really appreciating what credit unions do. And it was just happy coincidence that I was asked to speak here.
That is a happy coincidence.
Right.
Any other kind of wisdom, advice? Because, I mean, this is a really big deal for a lot of people, especially a lot of up-and-coming, because we had the Next Stop Credit Union executives in there.
Yes.
This little competition that's going on, it's a really big competition, especially for them.
Yeah.
And they're up there speaking in front of some really high-powered folks, but maybe for the first time.
Exactly.
Any advice for those folks, or anybody moving up the ladder?
So let me go back to some of the things
we
talked about earlier with the whole idea of spontaneous speaking. First and foremost, we have to address our concern and anxiety that most people have. And as you said, it's the number one fear people report. So there are many things we can do. Everything from just taking a deep breath to acknowledging that it makes sense to be nervous when we're in these situations. A lot of people run away from their anxiety instead of saying, makes sense. And then there's some other techniques that we can use. Some come from the world of sports psychology in terms of visualization. Others come from other areas of cognitive neuroscience. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we can do. And in fact, if anybody listening is interested, there's a website I curate called nofreakingspeaking.com. Anybody who is nervous speaking should go there. It's all free resources to help people feel better. Part of my mission is to really help people feel more confident. So those folks in there who are up there for the first time to really show what they've got, if they can manage their anxiety, it's going to help them so much. And then the second bit of advice I would give, as I said earlier, structure is king. If you have a structured message, it helps. And I'm going to share with you my favorite structure.
Sure.
It's called what, so what, now what.
Okay.
So when you explain something, you first say what it is. So maybe it's a new offering, maybe it's a new product, maybe it's a position you have. Then you explain, so what? Why is it important to the person you're speaking to?
Right.
And then after that, you explain what they can do with that information. So maybe it's use the product, maybe it's buy the offering, maybe it's come over to my side in terms of the way I see the world.
Right, right.
But what, so what, now what is just an amazingly useful, versatile, and helpful structure when you communicate.
Yeah, it kind of wraps it up. You know, it's very simple and exactly. Totally makes sense. So, yeah.
Right. And because it's question-based, it puts us in a different interaction than me just going through bullet points on a slide.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm answering your unasked question, which puts us in conversation, which, as you know, doing what you do is really helpful.
Yeah. And getting back to the anxiety thing, as you were talking about that, I remember, this might date me a little bit, but Sting, the lead singer of the Police, he was in an interview, and the interviewer asked him, so do you still get nervous when you perform? And he says, oh, of course I do, every performance. But I really channel that. I use that anxiety. I use that nervousness for my performance. And I'm like, what a great idea. Instead of like instead of letting it get a hold of you and like freak you out and stuff, he like does exactly 180.
In fact, maybe Sting is what caused this research to be done, but very recently some research was done to say that if you reframe how you see the anxiety situation as one of excitement rather than anxiety, because if you think about it, all those feelings we have when we get nervous are exactly the same when we get excited. Mm-hmm. So if we see this as, hey, this is an exciting opportunity, all of a sudden that energy is focused and positive and we can use it, much like he's doing.
Right on. Anything else to wrap up? Where can we get your books? Where can we find out more about you?
Two great places to go. So the No Freaking Speaking site is a great place to get resources. It also has a link to the book if people are interested. And then the consulting practice that you mentioned at the beginning, boldecho.com, is a great place for people to go if they want some individual coaching or group coaching. Because the only way we get better at communication is repetition, reflection, and feedback. Mm-hmm. And you need those initial skills to be able to help you do that. Yeah. So two great places to go. And I'd be really interested in helping people along the way.
Great message to end, Matt. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well done.